two American states have banned state agencies from using the word alien to describe undocumented immigrants. The change was enacted into law in California and Colorado, and several other states are considering similar legislation. Immigrants and immigrant rights groups say the use of alien, especially when combined with illegal, is dehumanizing and can have a harmful effect on immigration policy. In California, Democratic lawmaker Luz Rivas wrote the bill that replaces use of alien in state law descriptions with terms such as non-citizen or immigrant. Rivas told the Associated Press that she remembered as a child seeing the word alien on her mother's residency identification. To the government, it meant her mother was not yet a citizen of the United States. But to her, it meant the family did not belong, even though they were going through the naturalization process. "I want other children of immigrants, like me, to not feel the same way I did, that my family did, when we saw the word alien," Rivas said. The word became the subject of debate in several states earlier this year as the number of migrants at the U.S.-Mexico border grew sharply. Lawmakers in at least seven states have considered removing use of alien and illegal in state laws, the National Conference of State Legislatures reports. Colorado is the other state to make the change official. State Senator Julie Gonzalez co-wrote the Colorado law. She told a legislative committee words such as illegal were dehumanizing and derogatory. The law removed the term illegal alien from a state law used to describe people living in the U.S. illegally. "That language has been offensive for many people," Gonzalez said, "and some of the rationale behind that is really rooted in this idea that a person can certainly commit an illegal act, but no human being themselves is illegal." The use of alien to describe non-U.S. citizens has a long history. It dates back to the nation's first naturalization law, passed by the first U.S. president, George Washington. Fearing a war with France, Congress also passed the Alien and Sedition Acts in 1798, which sought to reduce political subversion. Moves to stop the word alien have been criticized by some legislators. Sage Nauman is a spokesperson for Colorado's Senate Republicans. He told the AP he does not think most Coloradans or Americans care about what semi-controversial words are buried in state laws. He said the Democratic-controlled legislature should spend its time on matters of deeper importance to citizens, such as measures to fight inflation, reduce crime, and improve education. The federal government has also taken action on the issue. In April, U.S. Customs and Border Protection ordered workers to avoid using the word alien in agency documents and public communication. Employees were instructed to use non-citizen or migrant instead. The term illegal alien was also removed and replaced with descriptions such as undocumented non-citizen. The acting head of the agency, Troy Miller, said the change was aimed at protecting the dignity of every individual with whom we interact. But the head of the U.S. Border Patrol, Rodney Scott, objected to the agency order. He argued that the change went against current language in criminal law. To change the law is fine, but until then you're really politicizing the mission, Scott said. I'm Brian Lynn.